Hi, I'm Celia Wern. Before I could finish my introduction, the heel of my shoe caught on the carpet, and I tripped, spilling the contents of his file all over the floor. Blood rushed up my neck and into my face as I crouched down to pick up the mess. It was awkward, kneeling down in my pencil skirt, but I was more concerned about gathering the papers before he saw them. It only took 5 seconds before I realized the concern was unnecessary, because, even though I'd dropped the pages at his feet, he was not bending down to help me. I was right about his character, it seemed. Arrogant, egocentric. I shoved the papers back in the file and shot a glare up at him, which turned out to be a mistake, because there he was, peering down at me with that perma-smirk, and something about the position I was in and his exuding dominance sent a shiver through my body. My skin felt like it was on fire, and goosebumps paraded down my arms. His presence was overpowering, overwhelming, unsettling. My mouth dropped open in surprise. Men didn't make me feel this way. I made men feel this way. I overpowered the men around me. I overwhelmed them. I unsettled them. I didn't like it, and yet I also kind of did. It wasn't only an unusual feeling, but it was a feeling. It had been a long time since I'd felt anything, let alone something so startling. I swallowed and prepared to rise when he surprised me again, finally stooping down to my level.
"Edward Fassbender," he said, holding out his hand.
With a scowl, I took it. My hand felt warm in his tight grip, and I let him hold on past the length of a standard handshake, let him help lift me back to a standing position before I withdrew it sharply. He smirked at this, too. That mouth smirked at everything, but I could feel the smirk in his eyes as well.
"I've been looking forward to meeting you, Celia," he said in his distinguished British dialect. "Have a seat, will you?"
I hadn't realized I'd only be meeting with you, Mr. Fassbender. I purposefully didn't scoot the chair back into the table so he could have a prime view while I crossed one long leg over the other. I had nice legs. They were two of my best weapons. The bastard didn't even glance down. With his eyes pinned on mine, he unbuttoned his jacket and sat in the seat I'd assumed he'd take.
"Edward, please," he said sternly.
He'd already made it clear he meant to call me Celia, even without my invitation to do so. "As I was saying, Edward, I would have insisted we met in my office if I'd known you were reserving a meeting room simply for my benefit."
"It wasn't simply for your benefit. I've been using this room as my office while I'm in the States meeting with potential investors. It's unconventional, perhaps, but I'm already staying in the hotel, and so the location has proved convenient. Plus, I rather like the setting, don't you?"
The fact that he liked it said more about his character. I added pompous and extravagant to my earlier assessment. He was probably even going to use the room as an example of whatever it was he wanted me to design for him. No, just no, even if I were accepting his job offer, which I wasn't. Refraining from commenting on the decor, I turned back to my subtle admonishment. "I'm sure this is convenient for you, but our discussion will be limited because of it. I've brought my computer and a portfolio, which will show you some of my work, but this would be much easier if you could see the models in my office. Maybe we can reschedule and meet there at a later time?"
"That won't be necessary. I'm not interested in your design work."
The hairs on the back of my neck pricked up in warning, and I was suddenly glad for the man outside the door. Not that I couldn't handle myself. I'd been in much more precarious situations than this and survived. "I'm sorry," I said, my voice cool and steady from practice. "I don't believe I understand," though I was beginning to have my suspicions. If I wasn't here about a design project, this meeting could only have to do with my father.
"Of course you don't. I didn't have any intention for you to understand until I was ready to explain."
He was such an arrogant piece of work. If I wasn't completely aroused with curiosity, I would have been out the door at this point. "Since I'm here now, I'd appreciate it if you'd go ahead and fill me in. What is it you want from me?" He leaned back in his seat, somehow seeming just as upright with his posture even in the reclined position.
"What I want, Celia, is quite simple. I want you to marry me."